WBI 91.9 FM, The Caves, The Last Word. I'm your host, Izzy.
And I'm your co-host, Chad.
And today we'll be talking about Easter Seals Ontario, an organization founded to help children with special needs.
I was born 3 months too early. The doctor gave me 30 days, but I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace. I guess I'll keep on living, even if this love's to die for. 'Cause your bags are packed and I ain't crying. You're walking out and I'm not trying to change your mind, 'cause I was born to be the baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who ought to give up, but she's just too hard-headed. A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor. I don't believe in self-pity, it only brings you down. Maybe the queen of broken hearts, but I don't hide behind the crown. When the deck is stacked against me, I just play a different game. My roots are planted in the past, and though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. The baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who ought to give up, but she's just too hard-headed. A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor. Oh, a single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter.
I've been very privileged to be involved with Easter Seals for many years, and as today's show goes on, we will tell you facts about Easter Seals and how it's helped me in my life and many other kids with physical disabilities. 16.
So Chad, you have physical disabilities yourself. Do you mind talking about that with us for a little bit?
Yes, this is the reason I chose to do a production show on Easter Seals. And my disability, I've said this on air before, my disability is cerebral palsy. And it affects my ability to walk and it affects my limbs. However, I do have great hand coordination and it affects my ability to walk. I do use a walker. And Izzy, maybe you can fill in some of the blanks because you've spent pretty much a lot of time with me and you've seen how I roll and just succeed so well with my disability.
Oh, absolutely. Chad Lees, I've had the pleasure of working with Chad Lees for the last semester up to, it's been 4 or 5 months now almost.
Yes.
And he's the hardest working, most friendly, most awesome person his disability is not what defines him. It's his personality. It's his awesomeness. And every day I come in, it just makes me happy seeing him be himself, despite all the tough times that he must have gone through. And I'm glad an organization like Easter Seals has been able to help him out. I know my cousin has cerebral palsy himself, and Easter Seals has helped him. They've helped with getting his power chairs. He has one, like you said before, that probably costs like $15,000 or $20,000 just because he needs so much more things. It's just amazing the work that they do to be able to help out people who need assistance, and it's absolutely amazing.
And I've had the privilege to be a part of Easter Seals for I don't know how many years, but they've just helped me in so many ways.
As an ambassador for Easter Seals, why don't you tell us more about your roles and your responsibilities?
Yes, I am an ambassador for Easter Seals, and I am responsible for going to events, and I am the one of the kids that people see at events, and just they can see what the money is going towards.
That's definitely something that would be important for potential people trying to invest or donate money. I guess they would need to see what exactly the money is going towards, and I'm glad someone like you is able to represent them, someone so amazing. I just can't say it enough.
And they can see the stories that we've been through, and the community knows all of us really well, and they know our stories, and just through telethon and through all of the events that we host, and it's just such a good feeling to be a part of Easter Seals, and I'm thankful every single day for what I have, because if it wasn't for Easter Seals, it would be harder for our family to get the things I need.
Welcome back to CKVI 91.9 The Caves, The Last Word, we're going to talk about the beginnings of Easter Seals.
The formation of Easter Seals Ontario can be traced back to November 28, 1922, when representatives of 10 Rotary clubs met in Windsor, Ontario, to discuss the inadequate resources and support available for the province's children with physical disabilities.
Some of Easter Seals' early goals were treatment for children with physical disabilities and public awareness. In 1934, Easter Seals initiated its first public fundraising initiative, held at the Royal York Hotel in Toronto. Now, while the organizers were highly enthusiastic, the 500 guests did unfortunately fail to meet the revenue target. Fortunately, enough money was raised to hire the Easter Seals' first full-time district nurse.
Met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. Will's mom had to work two jobs. We'd watch him when she had to work late. And we'd all laugh like I hadn't laughed since I don't know. Before they moved to California, his mother said they didn't think he'd live. And she said each day that I have it, well, it's just another gift. And I never got to tell her that the boy showed me the truth. In crayon red on notebook paper, he'd written me and God love you. I've been searching, praying, wounded, jaded. I guess I would be still. Yeah, that was until I met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves.
Welcome back to The Last Word. We're back to talk about the two main focuses of Easter Seals and what Easter Seals does now.
The first main focus of the organization is to provide assistance to families who need funding for wheelchairs, walkers, and communication devices. The organization provides up to $3,000 per child per year. How exactly does it help these families?
Easter Seals has two main focuses. The first focus is financial assistance for equipment such as wheelchairs, walkers, and communication devices, and other equipment that families with a physically disabled child may not otherwise be able to afford.
How has Easter Seals helped you personally and, like, financially when it comes to, like, equipment and stuff like that?
They've helped me with wheelchairs, walkers, and much more equipment. And just to give you guys some stats, a power wheelchair, if you can believe it, Kingston and Isaac, can cost from $8,000 to $25,000, depending on the accessories you put on the chair and things that need to be on it, such as tilt and other requirements.
That's a lot of money. I'm glad Easter Seals is there to help out with stuff like that. I know a lot of families wouldn't be able to afford that without it.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how did I? Tell you, don't even say it no more. How will you help my pain? Gonna get out of my brain. How will you help my pain? Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna try. How will you help my pain? Keep on getting higher. Happens all the time, yeah.
What
do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like midnight. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get back. Said I'm gonna try it with a two.
Welcome back to 91.9 FM, The Cave's The Last Word. We're back to talk to you about the second part of Easter Seals' main focus, fully accessible summer camps.
Easter Seals has two fully accessible summer camps. Easter Seals offers children 10-day sessions at both camps. It costs $2,000 to send one kid to camp for 10 days.
Camp Merriwood is located on Big Rideau Lake near Perth, Ontario. Merriwood offers many water-based activities such as canoeing, kayaking, fishing, and sailing. Merriwood offers many land activities as well. What's been your experience with them, if you've gone to them?
Easter Seals has two fully accessible summer camps, as I said. The first one is on the Big Rideau near Perth. It is called Camp Merriwood, and I've been there for the last 2 years, and my last two experiences have been amazing, and I will never forget them. I have to admit, I have a little story. When my mom kept telling me, do you want to go to camp? Do you want to go to camp? And I kept saying no, because I just wasn't ready, because it cost $2,000, Kingston, to send a kid to summer camp for 10 full days. And that's 10 days away from your family as well. And I finally went 2 summers ago, and my 2 experiences have been just amazing.
What sort of experiences and events and activities do you guys do there?
They have fishing, they have canoeing, kayaking, accessible sailboats, whitewater rafting, and I did go whitewater rafting my first year, so that was a pretty good experience as well. They also have overnight trips and out trips where we camp at campsites, and it's just all around all fun. And what I love about Camp Merriwood is that it makes us, I'm talking people with physical disabilities here, feel involved, because everything is adapted for us.
So you recently just got back from Camp Merriwood once again. In fact, you had a feature article in the Toronto Star. Why don't you tell us some of your experiences?
Well, Camp Merriwood is one of the best experiences I could ever have in my life. It really opens my eyes, because it allows me to be with people of the same capabilities or with people that have limitations like me or different. So I don't want to say that everyone's the same at camp, but you know what I mean, Kingston, right? Because everyone is very similar and everyone has their own disability. So Camp Marywood is completely surrounded by kids with physical disabilities that are similar to me, if not the same, and that just makes me feel so good, and everything is adapted for kids like us.
What were some of the actual activities that you did? Like, what did you go out and do? What did you do to have fun?
I went fishing. There's fishing at Camp Marywood at the point. There's accessible sailing. They actually have accessible sailboats. There's canoeing. There's kayaking. I didn't go kayaking, but there is kayaking. And also, one of the most fun experiences the last time I went was I went on a one-night overnight out trip for the very first time. So we paddled over across the Big Rito through some locks to go to a campsite, set up some tents, and spent a night there and just paddled back to camp in the morning.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's what I just love about Camp Marywood. And I really learned that nothing is impossible.
I call this one the Campfire Song Song. Let's gather around the campfire and sing our campfire song. Our C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong. But it'll help if you just sing along.
Bum, bum,
bum. C-A-M-B-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. C-A-M-B-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong. But it'll help if you just sing along. C-A-M-B-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. Patrick!
Song! C-A-M-B-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G.
Squidward! Good! It'll help! It'll help! If you just sing along! Oh yeah!
Welcome back to CKVI 91.9 FM, The Cave's The Last Word. We're here to talk about Easter Seals in our region and how they help raise money for their organization.
Easter Seals Southeastern Ontario here in our region covers Kingston, Belleville, Trenton, and other regions close to here. And we have various events to raise money for kids in our region. Easter Seals Southeastern Ontario holds a telethon every year in conjunction with many Rotary clubs in the area, and also in conjunction with CKWS. Every year, Bill Hutchins and Julie Brown host the annual event on CKWS television, and we try to raise as much money for kids in our region as possible. Some other events we hold are beach volleyball, Buck Lake Boatilla, and various others.
Well, I think that just about sums it up, ladies and gents. I've been your host, Izzy, talking about Easter Seals Southeastern Ontario, and I'd like to thank my marvelous co-host, Chad Lees, for letting us in on the machinations of such a wonderful organization. Anything you want to say to close the show, Chad?
Please help make a difference in a child's life by donating to Easter Seals Ontario today.